Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Jade, one of the things that comes up a lot amongst me and my friends is the discussion of the ever-changing body. You know? The years, they're kind of catching up on us.
Oh, yeah.
Especially amongst the men, okay? We look at sometimes the little beer keg in the middle of our stomach.
Yes.
That wasn't there many years ago.
Very true.
It wasn't there. You know, creaking bones, things like that. Uh-huh. We didn't have that a long, long time ago.
The wrinkles on the face.
But one of the things that we can all relate with, me and my mates, is the hair has changed. All right? I look back in pictures of myself and my hair was quite different when I was younger.
There was more of it.
There was a lot of it. There was a lot of it.
In my case, there was some of it.
Yeah.
Some of it. It changes. I mean, it changes. And I had this long discussion with my mates and I was so inspired by the discussion that, I don't know, I mean, I just felt the urge to write a song.
Oh, as you do.
As I do. And I'd like to share that song with you right now.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful song. It's a romantic song. Here we go.
Oh.
Wow. All right. I see shades of gray upon my head. Where I once had a lot, there's a bald patch now instead. And I think to myself, where the fuck is my head? I've seen a doctor or two. They say it's middle-aged and mate. They prescribe me more fiber and say plugs are great. But I still think to myself, where the fuck is my head? The feeling in my joints every time I bend down. Then my old son gets a good view of the top of my crown. He says, Dad, what the hell is happening to your head? I smile and I say, son, this'll be you in 30 years. And you'll be saying to yourself, where the fuck is my head? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's it. There
what
you
a
go.
Way to ruin Beautiful. A classic song, hey?
take a classic song and destroy it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The past 24 hours, Damien Leith, you've been banging on about one thing.
Okay.
How alike you and Ryan Reynolds are. You brought it up in Buzz yesterday.
People have always thought that we look the same.
Really?
Me and Ryan Reynolds. And now I know why, because we're the same age. Oh. We look the same. Right. We're both very similar.
Stop wearing those glasses of yours, okay? Yeah, so you said that. And then not only did you talk about it in Buzz, you even brought it up again later in the show.
You look at our eyes and
they look nothing alike.
Same joke. If you look at our abs.
Definitely nothing alike. You even were like getting photos of yourself and putting them against Ryan Reynolds and going, look, Jade, look how alike we are.
I've heard it so many times. You'd be surprised how many times people have said it to me. And I just go, well, yeah, I suppose.
Well, no.
I get it.
I thought at the end of the show yesterday that would be the end of it. But you mentioned it again this morning.
Did I? Ryan Reynolds, there you go. That's my double ganger.
You look nothing like Ryan Reynolds.
Everybody say, look at our foreheads and our eyes. We're very similar. We are, though, Jade.
Well, look.
We are.
Okay, I want to settle this once and for all. Oh, okay, you believe you look like Ryan Reynolds.
Is Ryan going to walk in here?
Well, I did give him a call, but with the time differences and everything, he couldn't make it this
Understandable.
Morning.
Understandable.
But so I've got the next best thing.
Okay.
You know, because maybe you do look like Ryan Reynolds. Maybe you're right. So I found this website.
Okay.
It's called starbyface.com.
Okay.
So what you do is you upload a picture and then it actually analyzes your face and scientifically matches you to the celebrity you actually look most alike.
How cool is that?
So it's really cool. It goes all the points, your face shape, your features, your eyes and everything, and it will match you to the celebrity
really
you look most like. And I'm being, It's 100% legit. I'm 100% legit. Right. So I have got the top three celebrities you look most alike. Okay. Does Ryan Reynolds make an appearance?
Let's see.
Let's see.
Let's see.
In at number three, we have this guy.
We're on a mission from God.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
That's Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
Love Dan Aykroyd. Hey, I'm happy with Dan Aykroyd. Okay. He's not as handsome as Ryan Reynolds.
No, and I
understand it's we're in third position, so you're holding off until the big one.
Oh, that's right.
But Dan Aykroyd's cool.
So in second position, the celebrity that you second look most alike is this guy. This is a little
I'm just sick of thinking about it all the time.
About what?
This stuff. Love and settling down and marriage, you know.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Good movie.
Yeah, High Fidelity.
Sounds like Heath Ledger.
It's John Cusack.
Oh, I have heard John Cusack before. I have heard that.
When you think about it, I look at John Cusack and I'm like, actually, yeah, you do look like
him. We both wear a lot of black as well.
Yeah, that's right. You're both into music.
And he's he's an extremely handsome looking fellow. They're recognized as two of the most handsome guys on the planet.
So, according to science, though, the celebrity
Ryan Reynolds
most look like is this guy.
Pavarotti.
Yes!
Pavarotti.
Separated at birth.
No way.
Science does not lie.
Was it Pavarotti when he was like 15 or something?
No.
Before he got into the old highs.
The Big Macs. Maybe it was Pavarotti in his slimmer days, but according to science, your facial features are most like Pavarotti. So, unfortunately, a long way from Ryan Reynolds.
That's a very different face to Ryan Reynolds' face. A very different face.
So maybe I think you need to have a closer look in the mirror now and start readjusting your values.
It's the jowls, isn't it?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Anyone who knows me knows I do not like to back down.
No, you don't.
I have some of my earliest memories of me chucking a tantrum on the kitchen floor in Lowry Street, Jamboree, and I'm banging my head and my arms and I'm screaming, and I had this like clarity like halfway through. I forgot what I was so angry about, but I was committed to chucking a tantrum, so I just kept at it till I exhausted myself.
You're a passionate person when it comes to things like that. I remember we played a game not long ago where I mentioned salted crisps, and you did not believe that those existed.
That's right.
And you fought it tooth and nail with me.
It's true. I do not like to back down. It's just my personality. Yeah.
Just that little bulldog that just won't let go.
Oh, no.
Just hang on and hang on and hang on.
Exactly, and that's literally what I was doing overnight. I was hanging on and hanging on. So went to bed like 10 p.m., which is pretty good for me, and I'm like, I'm going to have a solid six hours sleep.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to wake up feeling so refreshed.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
About 11 p.m., I felt this little thing at my feet. What the heck is that? We don't have any dogs. No, it was a five-year-old. Arwen had like crawled up the bottom of the bed and she's crawling in between Milko and myself.
Oh, that old trick.
Yeah.
I like it.
Clever.
Yeah. It's a clever way to do it because you just kind of infiltrate the parental bed.
Yeah.
They can't like push you out or get you and take you because you're just stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
So she got herself in there and I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's all right. Just go to sleep. And then about 1:30 a.m., Lulu, she's not as like stealth as Arwen is. She's more of like, Mummy, hit you on the head, move over.
Jeez,
okay. Come in that side of the bed. And I'm like, right, all right, somebody needs to go back. Arwen, go back into your bed. Milko carried her and put her back into her bed. And I'm like, rolled over for Lulu so that Lulu hopped in the side. And then after like another hour, I'm like, Lulu, you need to go back into your bed because you're sleeping sideways. So I put her back into her bed and I'm like, okay, cool. It's 2 a.m., two more hours. Let's go. Go to sleep. 30 minutes later. Arwen's back in the bed.
Arwen!
20 minutes later, Lulu's back in the bed.
Oh, for God's
and
sake.
She positioned herself so that Lulu's elbow was resting like on the base of my neck and it was just jabbing in there and I had nowhere to go. I was hanging off the side of the bed and I had just half of the blanket. It wasn't even covering my full body. And so it was at 3 a.m. that I went, stuff it. You win. You guys have got the bed. I'm going to go sleep in Lulu's bed.
Oh,
so I usually don't back down. No. I'm usually not beaten, but last
you
night
fought
I was.
The good fight. I mean, you hung in there for 5 hours, I think is pretty, it's commendable.
I feel like I've been on the front line all night. Yeah. I'm exhausted.
Some people pay big money for those elbow massages,
The Theragun. It's the Lulu gun.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Relay for Life, it's back this October. Yeah. Proudly supported by Wave FM. We love all the good stuff the Cancer Council does, and particularly Relay for Life. Now, imagine being a single mum. You've got a 5-year-old little boy, and then you get the devastating news that you've got cancer. Angie Howes, this happened to you, and I'm so glad you're with us this morning to share your story. Tell us what you've been through.
It's always difficult when you have to talk about your own story, but in 2019, I was diagnosed with stage 3 bowel cancer after having absolutely no symptoms at all, which is quite scary to think that, you know, you just take yourself to ED on a Saturday night and then the next day you wake up and they tell you you've got stage 3 bowel cancer.
Wow.
The surgeon sits down next to you after she's, you know, done the operation and holds your hand and says to you, "It's not the answer we wanted. It's not the answer we wanted. I'm sorry to tell you, you have cancer." So, you know when she sits there and she's holding your hand that the story is not going to be that good. After 24 rounds of chemotherapy, unfortunately, in 2019, the cancer came back again. It had then spread to my ovaries and spread to my stomach lining, which is not necessarily the blessed place to get cancer because it's very, very hard to get the chemotherapy into the stomach lining to try and, obviously have the best result. So in 2020, I went in for a 13-hour operation and, you know, to try and get as much of the cancer out as possible. 2021, that it had revisited me again, and this time was in my liver. So back again into hospital and then half my liver taken out. And to be honest with you, I'm surprised I've got any organs left because my surgeon worked by the motto that he said to me, "I'm just going to take out everything you don't need." So I'm not sure what I've got left in there, but by then, you know, this is me and now, you know, by then an 8-year-old boy having to live most of his life in and out of visiting me in hospital. So challenging for him as well as for me, and quite heartbreaking, but, you know, strong and determined. I'm not going anywhere. And, you know, it's 2022 and I'm under very strict surveillance. Onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards indeed. Wow. Clearly you're a fighter. There's no messing around there. I mean, just 3 bouts. Oh, that is tough. I'm so glad to hear that you're well now.
Well, then, I guess, too, given the experience that you've had, Angie, is something like Relay for Life is very close to your heart because you have been on a marathon.
I mean, it's extremely important. There's a lot of things that are extremely important when you have the diagnosis that I have. And, you know, it's your friends, it's your family, it's your village, as I call them, for me, the support that I have. But it's also being able to reach out to people like the Cancer Council and, you know, your oncologist and people like that and talk about cancer and exactly what it is, you know. Unfortunately, cancer is affecting so many people these days. And, you know, you talk to everyone, someone knows someone that has cancer or has been, you know, around someone. And, you know, it's such an insidious disease. But all I would say is, you know, we're having the help and the knowledge and the expertise of people like the Cancer Council and being able to go to events like Relay for Life and just talk to other people, I find really, really helps you get through your journey. I would also say that remaining as positive as possible throughout the journey, which is it's easier said than done.
Yeah, a lot of people do say that once they've been involved with Relay for Life, they've created bonds and friendships that they'll keep for their entire life, you know, because it's people with shared stories, shared horror, they've gone through the same sort of experiences. So, no, it's really, really important. The more people can get involved in Relay for Life, the better.
Oh, definitely. Relay for Life this year is it's her 21st birthday, so it's extra special this year. And, you know, the event on the 15th of October is being held at the Innovation Campus this year. Now bigger and better, and we really want to celebrate this time, the 21st birthday, and make it, you know, a day to remember.
Yes, that's 100% true, Angie. And we look forward to being there alongside you and walking alongside you. And as you said, it's a celebration. It's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of survival. And we're so glad that you're the ambassador this year. What an amazing story you have to tell people, and what an inspiration I'm sure you are to many.
Thank you very much.
Good one, Angie. Look, all the details you need to get involved and come join us at Relay for Life are up at our website, wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
This is the Joke Off.
Oh, yes. Jade is here. Morning.
Morning.
Damo's here.
Morning.
Check it all out, 96.5 Wave FM on the Facebook page. We're doing this on Facebook Live. We love the Friday Joke Off. Five jokes apiece.
That's right. And Damien's been talking all morning about, oh, I've got my jokes from a special spot.
Talking a big game.
Yeah. These are jokes like you've never heard before in your life. Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
All right, the game is simple, isn't it?
It is really
simple. Five jokes each.
That's it.
Damien wins fairly much every week.
Not every week. Come on, mate. It's been pretty even, but the last couple of weeks.
It normally goes down to the wire.
Last couple of weeks, I haven't fared so well.
Love to get your thoughts, Illawarra, on the Facebook page as these jokes roll through. Okay, Damo had the win last week.
Yep.
So do you want to go first?
I'll go first. Right.
Okay, go.
Kick it in.
What do you say to a one-legged hitchhiker?
What?
Hop in.
What did the bra say to the hat? You go on ahead. I've got to give these two a lift.
Oh, hey, similar joke. Okay. All right.
Mine was funnier.
I don't know about that. Okay. 1 point to Damien.
What? Oh, hey, you're jumping in and scoring your own game.
No, you hop in. Mine was like, you go on ahead.
That's a penalty right there. First joke to Jade.
All right.
Yes.
Dentist turns around to the patient and says, this will hurt a little. The patient says, okay. Then the dentist says, I am having an affair with your wife.
Nice. An angry man walks into a bar. He's holding a gun in his hand and he shouted, who slept with my wife? And the barman says, calm down, man. I don't think you've got enough bullets in your gun.
Oh!
That's harsh.
Oh, well. Yes. I mean, that's actually not funny. That's harsh.
Yeah, I think Damo got that one, so it's one apiece.
That's a good joke.
No. Let's continue on. Teacher. Today, we're going to talk about the tenses, all right? Now, if I say, I am beautiful, which tense is it? And the student turns around and looks at her and says, obviously, it's the past tense.
Wife, I'm so happy. I was at the doctor and he told me that for a 40-year-old woman, I still have the breasts of an 18-year-old girl. Husband, and what did he say about your 40-year-old ass? Wife, we didn't really get a chance to talk about you.
Oh, that took a turn. No one expected that.
There's a win there for Jade. So Jade is up two. Yes. Damien's one.
All right.
Pick up the bat and give it away.
I need to come back again. I just got my doctor's test results, and I'm really upset about it. Turns out, I'm not going to be a doctor.
Very funny. Okay. I was in a job interview today for a salesman, okay? And the manager handed me his laptop and he said, I want you to sell this to me. So I took the laptop under my arm and went home. Got a call about 20 minutes...
Sorry, I thought that was the joke.
No. Got a call about 20 minutes later and he said, bring that back here right now. And I said, $100 and it's yours. No. Sold him his laptop. Come on. No,
it was funnier when it ended.
No,
it was funnier when it didn't have a punchline.
A win for Damien there, so it is two jokes each. We're down to the decider this week. All right.
This is me a couple of years ago. Today, I asked my phone, Siri, why am I still single? And it activated the front camera. Oh, that's harsh.
Oh, that is harsh. Okay, mine's a little longer. A man went to shop to buy a gift for his daughter. So he asked the shop assistant, you know, how much does a Barbie doll cost? And the shop assistant said, oh, Jim Barbie costs $10. Barbie goes shopping costs $10. Barbie goes to the beach costs $10. A divorced Barbie costs $200. Surprised, the man said, why does divorced Barbie cost $200 when all the other ones cost $10? The shop assistant replied, that's because divorced Barbie comes with Ken's house, Ken's car, and Ken's phone.
Jade gets the win this week.
Yeah!
There it is, the Friday joke-off.
You got in there. She okay. No.
Well played, guys. There's some gold in there from both teams. So, but Jade gets the win.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.